Part 2. The Boy from Bronxville. Chapter 3. Frances Ethel Gum, a name that was to appear on sundry legal documents for most of my life, was born June 10, 1922, in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, the very year I achieved local notoriety as the sole witness to a payroll holdup in Bronxville, New York, where my father had a jewelry store. I was 6 years old, and my sister, Perry, Pearl in those days, was a year older. The Bronxville High School and Elementary School were under construction. The payroll office was located in a shack, where salaries were dispensed in cash. I've always had photographic sense. I look at colors and shapes in the imprint, and I happened to see the getaway car that held up the payroll office. I remembered two or three of the last digits of the license plate, plus the colors of the vehicle. A green touring car with a black top and black wire wheels. Actually, I'd seen men go into the shack with guns. I'd been a bystander along with my sister, who didn't notice anything. The police were there within minutes. I was able to go up to them and say, "I saw it." This was the Bronxville police's introduction to me. Over the years, they would come to know me better. Around 1924, we moved to Bronxville ourselves. A square mile with nothing left to build on. No land to develop. Bronxville was surrounded closely, on one side by Mount Vernon, another by Yonkers, and another by Tuckahoe. Every inch was accounted for. Previously, my father, Norbert Luft, would commute to Bronxville from our home in Mount Vernon. I remember going to kindergarten in a big sleigh with four donkeys, flying over snow, innocently pushing into a new society, an environment of elitism and racial hatred. Father was a watchmaker, and he also sold fashionable jewelry. The customers entered from the arcade side. The glass partition featuring the sign Norbert Luft, Jeweler, faced Craft Avenue, a short street that started at the Bronxville River Parkway and ended at Pondfield Road. Bronxville was an upper-class WASP community, dominated by the Mudd and Rickenbacker families. Father's customers were bankers, stockbrokers, Wall Streeters, who daily grabbed the half-hour ride into Grand Central Station. Bronxville had a population of about 5,000, a hardware store, a funeral parlor. There were two drugstores, one owned by Harry Light.